From Spark and Anvil and Taleforge, this is Tempo, in Chapter 1 of the Taleforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Tempo was a lithe creature with long, light paws and a small round drum slung at their side. The drum beat on its own, matching the pace of whatever story was being told. Slow and soft in calm moments, quick and loud when things grew exciting. You could always tell how a tale was moving by listening to Tempo's drum. The young world builders brought Tempo a story that moved at exactly one speed the whole way through. Every event got the same amount of room. The quiet breakfast and the terrible battle were told in the same flat rhythm. Bum. Bum, bum. Tempo's drum kept one dull beat, and the builders could hear that something was wrong, even before they could say what.
One speed all the way through, Tempo said, resting a paw on the steady, dull drum. Listen to how it feels. Bum, bum, bum. It was like walking on a treadmill. Lots of motion, no journey. A story shouldn't move at one speed, they said. It should breathe. Then Tempo told a small tale and let the drum do its work. They began slow. Bum. Bum. A calm morning. Room to breathe. Then trouble stirred, and the drum quickened. Bum 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 bum. And the builders felt their own pulses whiffed. Then the big moment came, and the drum raced. Bum bum bum. And the builders were on the edges of their seats. Then after, it slowed again, soft and tender. The builders let out a long breath. They had felt the whole shape of it in their chests.
That is pace, Tempo said. Fast and slow, on purpose. And here is the part most builders miss. They tapped the drum gently. The slow parts are what make the fast parts thrilling. If everything races, the reader goes numb. They stop feeling the speed. But give them a quiet moment first, a calm before, and the storm that follows hits twice as hard. The builders went back through their tale. They slowed the morning down, let it be calm and warm. They let a quiet, worried hush fall right before the battle. And then, when the battle came, it roared, because they'd earned it with the quiet. The story finally had a shape. Rest, climb, race, rest. A heartbeat instead of a treadmill.
The builders practiced reading their tale aloud, listening to Tempo's drum to check the pace. Where the drum stayed dull, they found a moment to speed up or slow down. Where it lurched, they smoothed the climb. How do we build to the biggest moment? A builder asked. Climb in steps, Tempo said. The drum quickening a little with each word. Each scene a little faster, a little tighter than the last. Don't leap straight to the loudest beat. Climb to it, so the reader rises with you. And save your fastest drumming for the one moment that matters most. That moment is the top of the whole climb.
When the builders had gone, Tempo sat alone and let the drum fall quiet. Truly quiet. For the first time all day. For years, Tempo had felt they had to keep the drum loud and fast to be exciting, to matter, to keep everyone's attention. The quiet had frightened them. Surely a silent drum meant a boring tale. But sitting in the soft evening hush, Tempo finally felt the truth of their own craft. The quiet was not the absence of the story. It was part of it. The breath between heartbeats, the rest that gave every loud beat its power. Their gift was not loudness, it was knowing when. A calm, sure peace settled over them, slow as a resting drum. They did not have to race to matter, they only had to breathe, and let the story breathe with them. And in the deep, easy quiet, Temple felt for once, completely at rest.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter.
written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Tempo. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.